Welcome. Today we're going to be doing a trauma-sensitive yoga session. And at the start of every session, I just like to invite the idea of ahimsa into your practice. Now, ahimsa generally means non-harming. So non-harming in how we treat our minds, non-harming in how we treat our bodies, and non-harming in how we share space. The invitation here throughout the practice is that if I suggest something that creates pain in your body, the invitation is to come out of whatever that posture is and just do kind of like your own thing. If we're going through some sort of guided imagery or something like that, and your brain is just thinking really fast or going in places you don't want it to, there's an invitation to come back to the body, maybe noticing the heartbeat, maybe feeling the ground beneath you and bringing yourself back that way. And there's an invitation to kind of invite in a gentleness or a softness of the eyes, or even closed eyes if you feel like that fits for you. And that's more about keeping kind of that inward focus, that inward gaze, as we're in the space today. And keeping that idea of ahimsa in your mind as we move on into our practice. And perhaps beginning by finding whatever posture works for your body today. It could be seated on the ground or in a chair. Just choosing what works for you today. And perhaps taking any movements that your body might need to invite in a little bit more comfort. And then as you're ready, the invitations to choose to either focus on the heartbeat or to notice the breath. And perhaps inviting some curiosity into that noticing. Maybe even placing a hand on the chest to feel the heart or the breath. And as you feel that heartbeat or that breath, the invitation is there to notice if the breath impacts anything. So perhaps taking a little more breath in on the next in-breath, or maybe even breathing out a little more breath on the next out-breath. And perhaps noticing the rhythm of that heartbeat or that breath. And as you'd like, perhaps releasing the hand down if it was up on the chest, feeling for the breath or the heartbeat. And maybe inviting in the concept of intention to your practice today. In yoga philosophy, it's believed that we are already born whole, so we already possess every trait that we need in this world. So intentions are usually stated in the present tense because they're already happening. So an example might be, I am love, I am calm, I am power. Whatever words might fit for you. And if those all feel really far away, it could also be something like, I'm inviting in love. I'm learning about joy. Just perhaps taking a moment to find the words that fit for you and your intention for your practice today. And as you find the words that fit for you in your practice today, the invitation's to take a couple breaths. And perhaps as you breathe in, lengthening through the spine, and maybe as you breathe out, letting that intention settle in down your spine. I am light, I am love, whatever it might be. And as you're ready, the invitation's to bring awareness back into the physical body. Maybe noticing if there's an impulse to move in any particular way. Maybe a little stretch. And there's an invitation to follow through on that if you'd like. And then as you'd like, perhaps taking the hands, the fingertips, or the base of the thumb to the center of the forehead. And as you're ready, making circles or lines extending from the center of the forehead out towards the temples. Perhaps noticing areas of tenderness that maybe want a little more attention. Maybe offering that to yourself. Perhaps bringing the fingers to the bridge of the nose and kind of making lines or circles running from the center bridge of the nose out toward the ears. And perhaps noticing tender spots that might be available for you today, it might not. And perhaps taking the fingertips to the center of that upper lip, moving along that upper lip out towards the cheeks. Maybe even inviting a sense of gratitude for the work that the face does. And as you'd like, perhaps bringing the fingertips to the center of the chin. Maybe moving from the center of the chin out along the jaw toward the ears. And perhaps noticing areas of sensitivity or tenderness. Maybe offering those areas a little bit more attention. And as you're ready, it's an invitation to release the hands down towards the lap. And perhaps taking a moment to check in with yourself, seeing where you're at, if the mind's busy, inviting it back. And perhaps bringing awareness down into the neck. And perhaps finding an in-breath. And as you're ready on the next out-breath, the invitation is to bring the gaze over the right shoulder. And perhaps choosing to stay in that stretch, or maybe choosing to move with the breath, breathing in through center and out as you bring the gaze over the left shoulder. Maybe noticing some sensations in the back of the shoulder. Maybe there's sensation up into the side of the neck, or maybe there's no sensation today. Moving with your own rhythm in your own time. And as you'd like, it's an invitation to return to center, perhaps finding that in-breath. And then on the next out-breath, the invitation is there to drop the right ear towards the right shoulder. Maybe noticing different sensations in the side neck, maybe even into the jaw, or maybe no sensations available today. And as you're ready, you can choose to move with the breath, breathing in through center, breathing out, letting the left ear drop toward the left shoulder. Or you can choose to hold the stretch on one side or the other. And if you choose to, perhaps dropping the chin towards the chest, maybe that neck stretch starts to become a bit of a neck roll. Perhaps moving side to side. And maybe noticing different sensations, maybe even down into the base of the skull. Maybe side to side as the neck moves. And as you're ready, the invitation's to return to center. perhaps taking a moment here, finding that breath. And then as you'd like, perhaps bringing awareness into the shoulders. And perhaps on the next in-breath, bringing the shoulders up to the ears. And as you'd like, there's an invitation to release the shoulders down. And maybe noticing how the shoulders move. Did they move together, separately? How quickly? And there's an invitation to kind of explore movement in the shoulders a little bit more. Perhaps coming into a shoulder shrug again, bringing those shoulders up and then releasing. Or maybe even inviting in some shoulder rolls. So we wake up the shoulders. Perhaps this creates some cracking or grinding in the back of the shoulders. Maybe it creates a lot of sensation in one side more than the other. And perhaps there's no sensation available today. And as you're ready, the invitation is to release the shoulders back down. And as you'd like, returning to stillness. And perhaps bringing awareness down the arms and into the hands. Maybe taking a moment to extend the fingers really wide, stretching throughout the fingers, maybe creating some sensation in the forearms, and maybe contrasting that with the sensation of making some fists, maybe rolling through the wrists. Maybe the hands are apart, maybe they're together. Just inviting in some curiosity about how your hands move. Maybe there's some cracking. Maybe you notice some tension. Maybe there's no sensation today. And as you're ready, it's an invitation to release the hands down and perhaps bringing awareness down into the spine. Maybe on the next in-breath, lengthening through the spine. And perhaps on the next out-breath, pulling the belly button into the spine, kind of rolling it forward. And coming into a seated cat-cow. Perhaps choosing to pause at any point in the movement, or maybe choosing to continue to move with the breath. And as you're ready, the invitation's to come back into stillness, into a neutral posture. And then perhaps bringing awareness down the legs and into the feet. Maybe even choosing to extend the feet in front of you. And as you'd like, perhaps taking a moment to wiggle the toes. Perhaps inviting in some curiosity about the toes. And as you're ready, the invitation is there to sort of start making some circles with the feet, kind of waking up the ankle joint, maybe noticing some cracking, maybe flexing and bending the feet. Maybe creating some sensation in the shin or the calf. And then as you'd like, perhaps making bigger movements, working up the legs, perhaps bending and straightening out through the legs and the knees. And as you're ready, the invitation's to return to stillness. And perhaps taking a moment there, maybe noticing your breath or the heartbeat. Maybe noticing the energy in your body if that's available to you. And then as you'd like, There's an invitation to work your way up to standing in whatever way fits for your body today. And perhaps that's coming through a down dog, maybe it's just working your way up, just finding whatever way brings you to standing in your practice today. So as we come up into standing, maybe taking a moment to notice that you're standing. Perhaps noticing where your weight is on your feet. Maybe it's in your toes, in the front of the feet. Maybe it's in the heels or side or your side. Perhaps just noticing where your weight is resting in this moment. And as you'd like, the invitation is there to find your center today. Maybe seeing if you can find that really subtle spot where your weight feels evenly distributed between all four corners of your foot. And as you find that spot, or whatever feels like might be close to that spot, the invitation is there to strengthen through the legs, maybe engaging up the leg muscles, perhaps lengthening through the spine. And if there's space in your body, there's an invitation to roll the shoulders back, maybe palms facing forward. And perhaps from this position, taking a moment to remember your intention, I am light, I'm love, or whatever it might be. And perhaps taking a couple breaths, letting it resonate into your being. And as you'd like, perhaps taking a moment to invite in some more fluid movement, combining breath and movement. Maybe even inviting a sense of rhythm into the body as we move into some half sun salutations. And you can choose to do this following the rhythm and the guidance of the words that I speak. We can also choose during the sequence to follow your own body, moving at the pace that feels right for it. Perhaps even pausing at any point in that series, if that seems like what your body might need today. So to begin, the invitation is to breathe in, bringing the hands over the head. Perhaps breathing out, folding all the way forward. As you're ready, breathing in, lengthening halfway. Perhaps breathing out, folding it forward. And as you'd like, breathing in, coming all the way up. And as you're ready, the invitation's to breathe out, bringing the hands back down through center. And perhaps taking a moment, noticing the heat or warmth in your body, maybe noticing if the energy is different in your body. Perhaps inviting in that curiosity. And then as you're ready, the invitation's to do that two more times. Perhaps breathing in, the arms come up. And as you're ready, perhaps folding all the way forward. And as you'd like, breathing in, lengthening halfway. Perhaps folding it forward. And as you're ready, breathing in, coming all the way up. And as you'd like, exhaling the hands down through center. And perhaps finding that breath. And last one, perhaps breathing in, the arms coming up. And as you're ready, the invitation's to fold it all the way forward. Perhaps breathing in, lengthening halfway. And breathing out, folding it forward. And as you're ready, breathing in, coming all the way up. And as you'd like, perhaps breathing out, hands to center. Perhaps taking a moment, noticing your body. Perhaps checking into the energy in your body that might be available to you today or it might not. And as you'd like, just noticing stillness in your body. And perhaps bringing awareness into the feet. And as you'd like, there's an invitation to work towards chair form. And perhaps offering some curiosity about where you'd like your feet today. And perhaps you'd like the feet to be touching, creating a little bit more of a balance. Or maybe in your body today, it feels right for the feet to be hip width or even just a little bit wider. And perhaps starting with the hands on the hips. Maybe gently beginning by bending through the knees. And choosing how much of a bend you might like today. It's as though you were going to sit on a chair. Feeling some engagement through the core muscles, maybe some engagement in the upper legs. And then maybe choosing to either bend the knees a little bit more, which might increase sensation, or perhaps today experimenting with backing off the sensation, maybe straightening through the knees a little bit. Choosing how much sensation you might like today. You might feel this in the top of the knees, top of the legs, maybe even into the calf or the shoulders. And then perhaps bringing awareness into where you might like your arms. Perhaps you'd like them on the hips. Maybe you'd like your hands going up into the sky. Maybe even at your heart. Just choosing what you'd like today. And perhaps holding for 3, 2, 1, maybe shaking that off a little bit. And as you're ready, there's an invitation to come into chair form one more time. And perhaps choosing to do it a little bit different this time, and maybe noticing similar sensations or different sensations. Maybe experimenting a bit with the width between your feet or the depth of your knees and how far they bend. And as you're ready, the invitation's there to really feel and notice the feet connecting with the ground. And as you'd like, bending through the knees, finding that spot where you'd like to experiment with today. And then choosing where you might like your hands. Perhaps noticing different sensations in the shoulders or the legs. And maybe holding for 3, 2, 1. And as you're ready, the invitation is to release. Perhaps shaking that off a little bit. Coming back into a more neutral posture. And then perhaps bringing the weight into the left foot. Maybe taking a moment there, really feeling that left foot connect with the earth. Perhaps straightening through that left side body and spine. Maybe engaging through the core as we prepare to enter the tree form. Now, as you're ready, the invitation's to bring that right foot towards the left ankle joint. And then choosing to stay here, or maybe bringing that foot up to the calf, or maybe even up to that upper leg. Choosing what expression you'd like to take today. And then perhaps deciding where you'd like your hands, perhaps on the hips, maybe to the sky, maybe at heart center. Maybe even finding that drishti point, or that point of focus, usually on the ground, about 6 feet in front of you, to help with balance. If you're noticing quite a lot of wobbliness today, there's an invitation to move towards a wall or a chair. And as you'd like, perhaps holding for 3, 2, 1. And as you're ready, release, perhaps shaking that out. Be inviting in a little playfulness or curiosity. And as you're ready, perhaps shifting the weight into the right foot. Maybe noticing where the right foot connects to the ground. Perhaps lengthening through that side body. And as you'd like, bringing that other foot into the ankle. And perhaps choosing to stay here. Maybe lifting that foot up to the calf, or maybe even up to that upper leg. Choosing whatever expression of the form you'd like to make today. And choosing where you might like your hands, hips, or heart, or sky. Maybe even something totally different. And perhaps inviting in that drishti point. Maybe even exploring how the ankle and the foot wobble and move to help us stay balanced. Perhaps inviting in a little more breath on the next in-breath and breathing out a little more breath on the next out-breath. Maybe noticing sensation through the hips, the ankle. Maybe no sensations available today. And as you're ready, the invitation is to release. And perhaps shaking that out through the legs, through the shoulders, and maybe making whatever movements your body wants to make to release. And as you'd like, the invitation is to reach up to the sky, perhaps bending to one side and then the other. Maybe noticing some opening in the side ribs. And then as you're ready, bending that all the way forward. And perhaps allowing yourself to come back to a seated form on the ground. And as you return to the floor, perhaps taking a moment or two to notice that you're seated, maybe feeling the ground supporting your body, and as you'd like, there's an invitation to bring one leg out in front of you and the other bent in. And perhaps taking a moment to notice that little bit. And perhaps on the next in-breath, lengthening through the spine. And maybe on the next out-breath, bending forward from the hips. Just to wherever feels most comfortable for your body today. This might create some sensation in the low back, maybe some sensation in the back of the knee. Maybe no sensation is available today. And as you'd like, perhaps choosing to hold an active spine, perhaps breathing in, keeping a long spine, and then folding out a little bit more on the out breath. Or maybe rolling through the spine, letting the forehead and the chin drop. And then maybe even letting the shoulders round a little bit. Perhaps experimenting between the two and choosing which you'd like to hold today. And as you're ready, perhaps holding for 3, 2, 1, and perhaps coming back up to neutral spine. Maybe taking a breath here, making any natural movements that you might like to make. And then perhaps switching sides, extending through the other leg, bending in at the knee, the other side, letting that foot rest against the upper leg. Perhaps taking a moment, lengthening through the spine. And perhaps as you breathe out, folding it forward. Again, maybe choosing between using the breath to lengthen, breathing out to fold from the hips, and choosing as well if you'd like to have a more rounded spine or a long, active spine. Be noticing different sensations on this side, maybe no sensations. And as you'd like, returning to neutral. And perhaps taking a moment to bounce out the legs or make any movements to increase some comfort in the body. And then perhaps letting the legs rest either outstretched or cross-legged. And perhaps bringing some awareness into the spine. And as you'd like, the next in-breath, the invitations to lengthen through the spine. Maybe extending that left arm out and around, bringing it over to the right knee or upper leg, and twisting towards the right. And perhaps choosing to look over the left shoulder. Maybe experimenting a little bit here, perhaps lengthening on the in-breath and twisting a little further on the out-breath. Maybe choosing to twist further or backing off. Maybe noticing some sensation under the jaw. Maybe sensation in the shoulders or the low back. Maybe there's no sensation available right now. And as you'd like, the invitations to release. Perhaps taking a moment in center, maybe breathing in, lengthening through the spine. And as you're ready, perhaps bringing that right hand over to the left knee or upper leg, twisting towards the left, and perhaps letting the gaze turn towards your right shoulder. And maybe choosing to use the breath, breathing in and lengthening, breathing out, and maybe twisting a little bit more. And perhaps choosing to back off. Maybe noticing different sensations on this side. And as you're ready, invitations to release. Shaking out anything that needs shaking out. And as you'd like, moving into whatever variation of Shavasana or resting form works for your body today. So this might be seated, this might be sitting on your side, this might even be lying on your tummy. Traditionally, the invitation is to lie on your back. The legs a little bit wider than hip width apart, and palms facing up. It's an invitation here to grab a blanket or a sweater as well if you'd like. And as we prepare for our resting form, perhaps feel the ground supporting your body as you come into whatever variation of resting works for you today. Perhaps taking a moment to notice that you are now lying down or in a different position. Perhaps taking a moment to invite in your intention for your practice. Maybe gently reminding your system of that intention. I am light, I am love, I am power, whatever it might be. And as you're ready, making any final movements to your position to increase your body's capacity for stillness. Perhaps scanning from the crown of your head to the tips of your toes, from the tips of your toes to the crown of your head, inviting the body to soften. If you're noticing areas of tension, the invitation is to perhaps just invite it to soften, or maybe invite some extra breath, imagining your next in-breath going to those areas of tension. And as you're ready, perhaps bringing awareness into the right foot. Maybe noticing the right toes all the way up to that top of that right hip. Noticing that whole leg, and as you'd like on the next in-breath, creating tension through that leg. Perhaps on the next out-breath, releasing that tension. And as you'd like, bringing awareness into the left toes. Maybe noticing the left toes all the way up to the top of that left hip. And perhaps on the next in-breath, squishing the toes, creating tension through that whole leg. And perhaps on the out-breath, releasing that tension. And as you're ready, the invitation's to bring awareness into the right fingertips. Maybe noticing the right fingertips all the way up to the top of that right shoulder. And perhaps on the next in-breath, making a fist, clenching the muscles all the way up. And perhaps on the next out-breath, releasing that tension. And as you're ready, the invitation's to bring awareness into the left fingertips. Maybe noticing the left fingertips all the way up to the top of the left shoulder. And perhaps on the next in-breath, making a fist, creating tension all the way up that arm. And as you'd like, on the next out-breath, releasing that tension. And as you're ready, the invitation's to bring awareness into the hips and the lower core. Perhaps on the next in-breath, creating tension through that area. And perhaps on the next out breath, releasing that tension. And as you'd like, perhaps bringing awareness up into the navel center. Maybe on the next in-breath, creating tension through that area. Perhaps on the next out-breath, releasing that tension. And as you're ready, perhaps bringing awareness into the heart and the chest. And perhaps on the very top of the next in-breath, holding the breath for just a beat. And as you're ready, the invitation is to release that tension. And as you'd like, the invitations to bring awareness into the throat and the neck. And perhaps on the next in-breath, creating tension in that area. And as you're ready, releasing that tension with the out-breath. And as you'd like, perhaps bringing awareness into the jaw, the face. And perhaps on the next in-breath, clenching through the jaw or squishing up the face. And perhaps on the next out-breath, releasing that tension. And as you'd like, it's an invitation to scan from the crown of your head to the tips of your toes, the tips of your toes, to the crown of your head, inviting the body to soften. And as you'd like, and perhaps inviting in some movement to your body, maybe wiggling your fingers or your toes, perhaps making larger stretches, and letting the bell call you back if you'd like. And working your way back up so you're on your side. And as you're ready, rolling fully over onto your side. Perhaps taking three conscious breaths here. And perhaps noticing the sounds around you or the sound of the bowl. And at the next ringing of the bowl, the invitations to return to a seated posture with soft eyes or closed eyes. And as you'd like, There's an invitation to take the palms together, perhaps rubbing the palms together to create warmth. And as you're ready, there's an invitation to gently cup the eyes, opening the eyes to the filtered light and the warmth of your hands. Perhaps taking a moment to thank yourself for your practice today. Maybe inviting in your intention to come along with you to the rest of your day. And as you're ready, bringing the hands down to center. And peace. Namaste.